Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Nun Zayin. Pick up on Nun Vavim Beis Bada Bama Pei Bada Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zok the Eilig Mishnah. Habachor Vel Maiser HaPesach Kachim Kalim Shchitosim Nechol Mokom Azara Vedam Entor Matona Achas Ubilvat Sheitin Keneged HaYisod. As long as it gives opposite the base. Shina Achilason, the eating is a little bit different. Abachor nechal lekohanim. Abachor is lekohanim. Meiser lechol adam. Meiser can be eaten by any person. Venechalin bechol ha'ir. It can be eaten through the whole Yerushalayim. I'm talking about meiser shen here. Bechol meichol. It can be in any way. It can be eaten l'shnei yamin v'leil echad for 2 days and one night. HaPesach. The Pesach is not eaten. Eino nechal ela b'layla except for a night. Ve'eino nechal ela chatzos and until chatzos. Ve'eino nechal ela l'menuyav. It's only by those who get registered for the Karban Pesach. Ve'eino nechal ela tzli. It's got to be eaten. The only way you can cook it up is tzli. It's got to be roasted. Mantana. Who is the Tana that says that the dam of Meiser and Pesach is thrown in the Mizbech? The same as that of the Bechor. Rav Chista, Rav Yossi HaGlili, the Tanya, learned in a Baiser, basically the Omer, Chelbo lo nemar ela chelbam. It doesn't say in the Pasuk about the Bechor, its fat, got burned. It says their fat is shomer. Damar lo nemar ela damam, their blood. Liman al Bechor, Meiser Pesach. Shetuna matan damim ve'emurim legaber bezbech. That they need to be put of their dam and of their murim on the mizbeach. Keneged yisod minalan. Where do we know that you got to put it opposite the yisod? Whoa! This is talking about the dam of the bechor, the mice, the pesach. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asya zrika zrika meola. It's a gezeira shava zrika zrika. From the carbon, from the law, the din of the Ola, beep, turn the page. Nun Zayin Omalav. Ve'ola gufa minolin, where do the Ola itself, that its dam is going to be put at the above the base. Dechsev el yisod mizbach ha'ola, to the base of the Ola. Limeid of the Mizrach ha'ola. Limeid al Ola, shetun yisod. It's telling us that the Ola, that it needs the base for the apikatsia. Okay, another Gemara brings it back to the Gezira Shava that they put together the dam of the Bechor Meiser and Pesach to that of an Ola. It says, "Ba'ima laholon shtei matonah shein arba." If so, then say that just like over there in the case of the Ola, the dam is two that come out of four. Afkan shtei matonah shein arba, two that has to be four. Says the Gemara, "Amar Abaye lamali the mechlof saviv ba'olav saviv bechatos." Why do I have to write the dam is placed Saviv and the Ola and Saviv on the Chatas have a shnei ksuma b'ayim kechad to v'chol shnei ksuma b'ayim kechad eim alamden. Hanich leman damer. Okay, that works well according to what it says. Eim alamden. Leman damer. Alamden. Ma'ik lemin. What are you going to say now? Why don't we learn that? Why don't we learn out from the Gzera Shava that the Bechor Meiser and Pesach need two blood shtiklech that are equal to four? Two that are four. And for the Gemara, have a Ashim Shlosha. The similar pasuk about an Ashim is a third pasuk, which lo shavadim aladim. Three, you certainly don't learn from. Zok the next part of the Mishnah. Habechor nechal lekohanim. Is eaten by the kohanim and the maaser by any person that can be eaten 2 days and one night. Tanur rabbanan minayin lebechor shenechal l'shnei yomim v'layla. How do you answer the question? And the pasuk says, "Ubsaram yel lecha kachazei tenufa kachok hayamim. He kisha akasav lechasa v'shok shil shlamim. Ma shlamim nechal l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. Habechor nechal l'shnei yomim v'layla echad."
This question was brought in front of the Hahamim Kerem B'Yavne. Bechor lekamenechol. How long does it, how many days can a Bechor be eaten for? Nader b'tar from v'amer l'shnei yamim v'leilech. He answered for 2 days and one night. Tayil sham talmid echad shabal beis medrash lefnei chachamim tchila. There was a student there that day who just come to study before the chachamim for the very first time. It was just like lishmo. Amalo, he said to Tafrin, Rabbi minayin lach. Where do you know this from? Amalo. So he says to him, bnei shlamim kachim kalim Kachem kal v'chor, kachem kal mash. Lam nechal m'shteyam b'layel echad. V'chor nechal l'shteyam b'layel echad.
Amar lo, so he says back to him, basically he says back to him, Rebbe, b'chor matana l'koin v'chatas v'asha matana l'koin. Says we could say that, you know, the b'chor is a matana for the coin, the chatas v'asham as well. Ma'achatas v'asham l'yom b'layla, a'b'chor l'yom b'layla. Amar lo, Rebbe Tavram says back to him, Nodin dover mi dover v'nilma dover mi dover. Let's argue the thing from the thing, right? The idea from the idea that's most similar. And let's learn out the things that are most similar. Mashlamim ein bain al chait. Apachorin ba al chait. Mashlamim l'shneyam b'lai l'echad. Apachorin echal l'shneyam b'lai l'echad. Our Lord was saying, this is back, Rebbe. Yidin dover mi dover, yilma dover mi dover. Let's do like exactly what you said, but we could say as follows. Chatas v'asha matana l'koin v'chor matana l'koin. Ma chatas v'asha ein bain b'netur n'dava. Avachorinu b'neder n'dava. Emachatas v'asham ne'achal l'yom echad. Avachorinu achal l'yom echad. So, Ritafu wasn't able to answer basically this question over here. So, Rikiva came in. Kofetz Rikiva and the stalag of Ritafu. Rikiva jumped in. And he jumped up and Ritafu pulled back. He was quiet. Amar lo, Rikiva says, Rikiva, Harehu Omer, the Pasuk says, U'b'saram yiyelach. And their meat will be yours. Hikishan Akasav Lechaze Vishok Shal Shlamim. Ma Shlamim Nechal Shayam Blai Lechad, Apachor Nechal Shayam Blai Lechad. Amalavi Siglis is back. He cashed all the Chaza Vishok Shal Shlamim. You compare it to the Chaza, the thigh of the Shlamim. Vani Makis the Chaza Vishok Shal Toda. Ma Toda Nechal Yom Echad Liyom Vilayla, Apachor Nechal Yom Vilayla. Malor Kiva says to him, Hare Homer Upsaram Yelach, Shain Tamad Lomer Lecha Yeh. There's nothing taught by saying at the end, it will be yours. Matamad Lomer Lecha Yeh, why does it say that? Hosef Akasif, Havaya Acheres B'chor. So it's adding another Havaya, being to B'chor. And that is, that it's like a Shlamim and not like a Toda. Okay, that's Rabbi Kiva said back. And when the words of Rabbi Kiva were said in front of Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Lahen, he said to them, when they said this in front of Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Lahen, he said, Tzuva Amar Lo, Rabbi Akiva, Ta'isa, go and tell Rabbi Kiva that you made a mistake by pulling back from your first way that you expounded in Shlamim. Toda Meicha L'meida. Because in the case of the Toda, where did we learn that the Chazah and the Shok are given to the Kohen? Where do you learn that Toda from? Toda, Mehechan Meida, right again, that the Chosen and the Shok are given to the coin Mishlamim. We learn it from Shlamim. And the Chidavar Lamid Behekish, Chosen Malayim Behekish. Come on, we know that it's not done. We saw it back in Mem Tesmavis. Ein Alech Lidon B'Lashon Acheron, Ela B'Lashon Rishon. Therefore, you shouldn't have, it doesn't make sense for you to argue like you did in the second version that the Pasuk's comparison is to the Chaza and the Shok of the Toda. You should have done the first version, that to that of the Shlamim. So in fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Ishmael, Hai Lecha Yihia Mayovidle. What does he do with Lecha Yihia? That when it says it shall be yours, how does he explain it? Limed al Bechor Balmum Shehu Matan Lekoin. It says about the Bechor, that is a mum. Still given to the Kohen as a gift. Shalom etzina b'chol Torah, because we don't find this taught anywhere else in the Torah. There's no other source of the Torah that's going to teach us this din, that a Bechor that is a mum is given to the Kohen. And how do we learn that? Rabbi Kiva, Yalla play. Where does he learn it from? He learns from Mipsaram, from the fact that it's done in the plural. Chad tam, the chad balmum. We're saying two different types of Bechor. It's one which is without a mum, one with a mum. For Rabbi Yishmael, Mibsarim, the Hanach Bechoris Kamar. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the Pasuk means that the Kohen is given the meat from these three types of Bechor animals that are mentioned in the previous Pasuk. But my commitment, now, what exactly is the Makaloket? Mar Savar Himenu, Vidavar Acher, Heveyekish. Rabbi Yishmael holds that a din learned partially from it, like from the actual Pasuk, and partially from something else, like a Hekish, is treated like something that's learned from Hekish. And therefore, you can now extend it to another thing by another hekesh. Myself a love hekesh is not considered a hekesh, so you can extend it. Bishal aman dar lo hekesh is not considered a hekesh. That's what it says. V'chin yaseh lo olam oed, and so shall be done for the olam oed. K'shem shemazel lefnei v'lefnim achas lemaylo v'shev lemato midam apar. Just like the Kohen Gadol spritzes in the Lefnai v'lefnim, the Kodesh Kodashim, one up and seven down, achas v'shtayim, and seven down towards the dam of the par, kach mazze beheichal, so to spritz in the heichal. U'keshem shelefnai v'lefnim, achas amal v'shev lamata, b'dam asayir, kach mazze beheichal, so too he sprinkles in the dam in the heichal. So this pasuk's teaching that through a hekesh, a din that is partially learned from another hekesh. El leman da'amar have a hekesh, mayak lemember, the one who says that it is a considered hekesh, what are you going to say? And for the Gemara, mekomo su degami me'adadi. The second hekesh is the places that are being learned one from another. The first hekesh is the dam of the different animals that are being compared with, and therefore it's not considered a hekesh learning from another hekesh. It's two separate things. Beep, turn the page. V'iba yiseima, or you could say chutz mipnim b'chadzim nagamir, that the outside, the procedure for the outside of the Kodesh Kodashim is learned from that of the inside the Kodesh Kodashim. Period. Okay, now, Bishal, my daughter, lo have a hekesh, not considered like a hekesh. How did the Chassidus say, me, which will say, chem tovi olechem tenufa? And now it makes sense with that. We learned about, that was a pasuk that says, from your dwelling places, you shall bring bread for waving. Shein tamad lo met tovi, shouldn't say tovi. You shall bring my tamad lo met tovi. Why does it say it? Kol shata mevi mimakom, amokom acher, hare hu kazeh. It's telling that whatever we learned, bread you bring from another place, right, as part of another cover of carbon, specifically a toda is to be like this one was the shvuas. My lahalani sar lechala. We learned just like over there in the case of the shvuas, the breads that came with the shvuas, you have an isaron, a flour that's used for the lechala. Afkani sar lechala. So to here in the case of the 10 toda breads, the isaron is used for each one. Imal lahalani shnei isaronim afkani shnei isaronim. Tamad lomer. And if so, then say like just like there that the two asronos are used. So over here also with the toda, two of them are used. So two of the ten. Tamad lomer tihiyena. It says they shall be, which is telling us that they have to be an isaron for each of the 10 toda loaves. V'lamado aser lechametz. Now we learned that the 10 isaronos of flour are used for the 10 chametz breads. Aser lematza minayin. From where do we learn out that the 10 isaronos are used for the 30? Yeah, for the ones that are not chametz. Tamalomer, al chalos lechem chametz. The pasuk says with loaves of leavened bread. Neged chametz have matzah, which is saying that it's something which is corresponding to the leavened bread that you're going to bring matzah. Bring matzah bread. It's to correspond one to the next. Eleman d'almer havek. As we're going to say the Isaac, as Michael Amir, we're going to say now. How is he going to learn out the amount of the flour that's used in the totus matzah loaves? If the amount is used in the leavened loaves, taviu riboy. The word taviu is a riboy, therefore we include it. It's a reborn. It's not called the hekesh. Ha pesach in the pesach who says only at night, only until midnight. Ma tana, who's the one who says the pesach can be only until midnight? Amar of Yosef. Of Yosef says. This is a throwback, obviously, to Pesachim. Rav says, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the time was in the Brisa, Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Namar kan b'layla zeh, it says over here, in reference to Korban Pesach, not to eat it b'layla zeh, v'dom el-holon v'avartah b'eretz v'tzayim b'layla zeh, and you pass through Mitzrayim in the line of night. Ma'al el-holon ha'chassos took over there. The Makas b'choros is only until, didn't happen until midnight, afkan ha'chassos sotir t'til chassos. Rabbi Kiva, if I look for a nemar, doesn't already say you should eat it, chipazon quickly. Chipazon was used until the hour of chipazon, or when they left quickly, was until the daybreak, right in the morning, when they left Mitzrayim. And became matam and lomer balei lezev. So the wise thing on this night, you would have thought that the Pesach should be treated just like all the other types of kachim which are eaten at day and also at night.
For it says Balaila, Balaila Yeinecho Vedu Necho, we only at night, not during the day. Omer Leia Baye, we might have been Elizabeth inside the Raisa. How do you know? When did you come to your finishing off that our mission is going towards Elizabeth inside and it's telling us we're the Raisa? Dilmun Durabanan or Lahakik Menavera. Maybe the mission is saying Durabanan Dikadin, which is coming to keep us away from doing an Aveda. M. Cain, in fact, the Gemara, if that would be true, my El Ad Chatzos, what does it mean when it says that it's only until midnight? Right? Why would you say, the Mishnah should have said that it's eaten until midnight. Like it says, you know, what would we say, only until midnight? Ella Ki Hasam. The fact that it says like this, the uses this word, the Mishnah is showing that this restriction is like the other ones that are in the Mishnah. Mahasam deraisa, just like there in the case of the other Pesach Stiklich. It's deraisa, afkanam deraisa, so to your also in reference to midnight, it's deraisa. The Mishnah is going according to that of Elizabeth Messiah, and not like Rabbi Yosef. Hajan Allah Ezu Mekoma, right? The la la la, eh, and the la la la, oh, and the la unka umskada, Mazel for finishing the fifth parak, you know, we say, so let's quickly go back to the very beginning of the pasuk. Ezu mekom and shel svachim yotze zayin mazel tov. Looking for Bez Hashem is burach with starting up the sixth parak. Until then, I want to wish all you all a great, great day.